Okay, this shir is the Yidei Nishmas, Rabbi Sharfman Zatzau, Rabbi Baruch David Aryeh, Ben Rav Nosson Dov Zatzau. Learning Suvis, so we know, it's a Gemara on Daf Zayin, but everyone knows the Maisim of Kol Yom, when you marry an Isha, so there are two brachas, there's the bracha on the Kedushin, and the bracha on the Nesuin. The bracha on the Kedushin, we make Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Sivano, Arayas, Ba'otzan as Arusa, Zitan as Anasua Solano, the Chup of the Kedushin. So the Rosh, together with other Rishayim, are trying to figure out the nature of this bracha. Pashtus, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, Asher Kedushan Mitzvah Sav, Sivano, which sounds like it's a regular bracha. We make it before the Kedushin. Rambam says you have to do it over at Asiyasan, like every other mitzvah. So Pashas, the Birchas Kedushin, is a Birchas HaMitzvah, because you're about to perform a mitzvah of Kedushin, and therefore you make a bracha. The question that the Rishonim are discussing, is there a mitzvah that's being committed, mitzvah deraisa, Pashas are trying to find, that's being done at the time of the Kedushin, that would warrant a bracha. It seems the Russian is Havamina held that there might be some kind of mitzvah of creating the status of being married. Torah wants a person to be married. So even no matter who you marry, there's some kind of mitzvah, which is right then and there, you're being mekayim a mitzvah of getting married. The Rush says that that's not so. The Rush says the only mitzvah is pruvu. Could be there are other people that disagree with the Rush. There is a halacha. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a Gemara that there's an Issa Derabanan about being single, but it's not necessarily a mitzvah. It's an Issa. Obviously not at your age. But at a certain point in time, there is an Issa staying single. Person, the Mechavim stay single because we're afraid to come to do Averis. But the Rosh says there's no positive mitzvah, for sure, positive mitzvah deraisa, in getting married in the Kedushin, which would warrant the bracha. The Rambam disagrees. Famous Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Ishes. The Rambam says even if a person can have 10 wives, so there's no mitzvah in actually marrying this woman, the result is no mitzvah, but there's a mitzvah in the process. As the Rambam Shita is, that the Torah gives mitzvahs when you're determining the process, when you to reach the result that you want through the proper process. For example, there's no mitzvah, obviously, to divorce your wife. But if you decide you want to divorce your wife, then according to the Rambam, and it's counted in the Taryag mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah how you go about divorcing her. You could just send her out of your house, kick her out. We could get a legal American divorce, but there's a mitzvah. If you decide to divorce your wife, which is a reshus, you do it in this manner. If you follow the prescribed manner that Torah gives you, you make a mitzvah. Same thing with shechita, according to the Rambam. There's no mitzvah necessary in eating the meat. But if you decide you want to eat meat, there's a process how to go about doing it. So if you fulfill the Torah's process, you get a mitzvah. So the Rambam says that's the same thing with Kedushin. You don't have to marry this woman. You could stay, you could have five other wives, and you can stay married to your other five wives. You don't have to marry your sixth wife, whatever. But if you decide, for whatever reason, you want to marry her, so there's a process. How are you supposed to go about marrying her? You're supposed to follow the Gidrei Torah. Torah says this, Kinyonim, Kesef, Shtar, Bia, not time to have Bia, Snus, whatever. So there's a process how you go about and take a wife, and therefore you're mekayim a mitzvah deraisa when you do that. That's ki yikach ish isha. So we have a machlekes rishayim basically. The Rambam says that you're mekayim a mitzvah sesei deraisa at the Kedushin, even before the Nisuin, and before the Bia, nothing to do with pruvu, even if there's no shaykhis to pruvu, just doing the Kedushin, even a woman who can't have any children, even if you already have children, if you're ready for filled pruvu, there's a mitzvah in the Maisa Kedushin, just the Hareyat Mikudesh Asli, giving the ring. While according to the Rush says that the only mitzvah is, the mitzvah deraisa is the peruvu. That's the only mitzvah deraisa. And therefore, he says, it would not make sense. The machlekes and the Rambam and the Rush results in how you understand this bracha. Is this a berachas mitzvah or not a berachas mitzvah? The Rambam clearly says later that this is a berachas mitzvah on the mitzvah of the Mekadesh and Isha, which is a mitzvah. Therefore, the Rambam wouldn't have to be over at Siyasan, according to the Rambam, etc., has all the gedarim of a berachas mitzvah. While the Rush says, since there is no mitzvah, there's only, so therefore, it's a bracha shvach v'alda. The Rush has a problem. What about in a case where the person never had any children yet? So why in that case don't we make a berachas mitzvah? Okay. In other words, in a case where the woman had, when you had children already, or you're marrying a woman who cannot have children, an idoneness, or you're old, whatever. So then the Rush says there's no mitzvah and it's a berachas hodah. But how come we did not misaken? The Rush has a problem, at least in the situation where it is going to bring to the mitzvah deraisa, pruvu. So Chazal should have been misaken a bracha. Maybe it should be another bracha or whatever. Not clear. He wants another bracha or he wants maybe this bracha. But when you're in a situation where you have not yet fulfilled pruvu, so then why is there not a berachas mitzvah at the time of the kedushin for the mitzvah pruvu? That's the Rush's discussion. He says here, "Va'af b'nosa isha l'shem piriyah rivya." Even if you marry a woman for a period of years, the Rosh and Ksuvis, Perek Aleph, Oisid Beis, even if you're marrying a pre-Rivya, Kivin She Efsher, the Kayim, Pre-Vu, Mitzvah, Pre-Vu, but without Kedushin, since you can fulfill Pre-Vu without Kedushin, therefore, there is no Bracha. What does this mean, you can fulfill Pre-Vu without Kedushin? Because you can have Bia with a woman without having Kedushin. You can have children from a woman without Kedushin. So here we have a Machlekes Achrayinim. It's brought down the Korban Asano between himself and the Beis Shmuel, what that means. The Beis Shmuel says it means that the Rosh is a Mshaida and the Rishayinim, is there an Isser of a Pilegesh? A Pilegesh means there's an Isser to go ahead and just have a Zona, to be a Zonis, Eloye Kedesha. But what about if you designate a woman that you're going to be with her? So she's not like a zona. She's not just free. She's designated for you, but you're not doing a derech kedushin. You're not marrying her. You're just designating her that only she'll be mizana with you and with no one else. Is that mutter mideraisa? So the Beis Shmuel says that this Rosh is going to the as a shita that a pelegesh, that's how he defines a pelegesh, a woman that's designated for you, as there is no issa deraisa, and that's what the Rush means. Since a person can do pruvu without kedushin, you can do it by designating a woman for his nus and having designated for her, and that's mutter mideraisa. Perhaps midrabanan is probably usher, but mideraisa is mutter. So therefore, there is no. It's not, we don't make a bracha of pruvu when you make kedushin, because there are other ways you could have gotten pruvu. You could have gotten pruvu through the system of having bia with a woman by designating her just for you. The Korban Asano says that that's not mukhruch. It could be that the Rush agrees with those shitas of Rishayim that say that even that's aser, a pelegesh is aser. And it's the only time it's mutter to be with a woman is if you marry her. So what does the Rush mean that we don't make a bracha for the pruvu because it's efsher b'inyan acher? He means it's efsher b'inyan acher b'isser. Now, since you could, the ma'isa, you could have bia with a woman without kedushin. Granted, it would be usher, but it's still humanly possible to be done. So therefore, it is efsher to get the mitzvah pruvu without marrying her. Therefore, we don't make a bracha on pruvu. So again, just to say over the Rush, in a nutshell, then the Rush has a problem. The Rush proves that the bracha that we make The Erison is a Birchus Shvach Volda. His problem is, why in a situation where the person has no children, and this is being done as a hechsher, as a beginning toward the mitzvah pruvu, why don't you make a bracha for the mitzvah pruvu at the time of the kedushin? That's the Rush's problem. His answer is, because you can get to the mitzvah without necessarily having to do this step. This step is not really necessary. There are other ways. Therefore, you can't consider it a hechsher mitzvah to warrant a bracha, because you could get the mitzvah without it. How could you get it without it? We have a machlokes, the Beis Shmuel and the Korban Asano. Beis Shmuel says you can get it without it beheter by designating a pelegesh. And the Korban Asano says you can get it beisser by designating a pelegesh. That's the rush. There are a number of problems on this rush. We'll try and just to stick on to a few. There's a nitziv, has his parish on the shultis of Haigo, and it's in Kuf Samach Hei. So he asks the Kash on the rush. He says there's a beferish in Gemara that says beferish like the Rambam. Gemara in the beginning of the second parak of Kedushin says, Mekadesh Bo, a person can marry a woman either by himself or with his shliach. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah is teaching you, Mitzvah Bo, Yotzei Mimishucho. If you're Mekadesh and Isha, it's better to do it yourself than to do it because of a shliach. Because whenever you're doing a mitzvah, it's better to do the mitzvah yourself than with a shliach. So he says, Bishlamo, according to the Rambam, it's very good. You're doing a mitzvah. You're fulfilling the mitzvah, ki yigach yishisha. But according to the Rush, that there's no mitzvah. Because even if you're doing it for pruvu, there's no mitzvah, because the Rush says you can do it efsher binyan acher. That's the lashon of the Rush. Efsher kayim mitzvah pruvu below kedushin. So it comes out that the pruvu, that this maisik of Kedushin is not a hechsher for the pruvu, so there's no mitzvah. According to the Rush, there's no mitzvah, so why is there a din, a mitzvah bo, yotzei mimishlucho? That's in this, it says, kasha. Comes along, and then it's if, and he says an answer to defend the Rush. Efsher litchos afilat ha-Rush, yesh kan achana the mitzvah's pruvu. Even according to the Rush, you're fulfilling a mitzvah. What mitzvah? Hachana pruvu. Sherei ein isha nishmaslo b'li kedusha v'chuppah. In other words, I think it sounded like he was agreeing with the Beis Shmuel that a pelegesh is mutter. But he's saying, practically speaking, you won't find a woman who will agree. Women don't want to be mezana. I'll designate you as the woman that will be mezana with me without kedusha. You know, no thank you. Why would she want that? She doesn't want to be a designated zayna for you. No reason. So therefore, he says, practically speaking, a person who wants to fulfill pruvu, practically, it's not a practical suggestion to go ahead and find a pelegesh, because he won't find one. So therefore, his only practical suggestion is to marry the kedushin. Therefore, since that's the only practical suggestion, so it is Achana, when you marry the woman, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Achana, of Pruvu, and it's a mitzvah. So it's very good that the Gemara says in Kedushin, mitzvah bo yotzei mimishlucho, because you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Achana, Pruvu. So at first glance, maybe even second glance, this tziv is the ultimate plia atzuma. Because he's trying to explain the Rush. The Rush asks the question, why don't we make a bracha at the time of the Kedushin? Because it's hachana for mitzvah pruvu. And for the Rush, because it's not hachana for pruvu. Because you don't consider it hachana, because there's another way you can do it. If you can do it a different way, so it's not hachana. We don't need you. This is extra. You stop doing something extra. We don't need the Kedushin. You could do pruvu without this Kedushin. So the whole Rush's point is to say it's not a hachana in order to explain why there's no bracha. Comes along the Netziv and he asks the Kasha, it says it's a mitzvah. Oh, even the Rosh agrees it's hachana. Because granted, the Rosh said you can marry her without kedushin, but no one will do that. So it's not practical. So for practical, or very difficult. So it's a, for practical purposes, it is a hachana. So you just slugged up the Rosh. But the Rosh says it's not a hachana. So you're not answering the Rosh. The Rosh's whole point was to say that kedushin is not a hachana, therefore pruvu. That's why we don't make a bracha for pruvu at the time of the kedushin. So how can the Netziv defend the Rosh by saying it's a mitzvah because it is hachana? Sounds like a plea atzuma. He's just contradicting the Rosh. That is question number one. Another question, which is in general, just in Zara, Korban Asano is very strange. Korban Asano says that you can go ahead and fulfill what the Rosh means to say is it's not a getting married is not a hachana for the mitzvah because you could go ahead and be mekayim priyavu if you have bia b'isser. I mean, what kind? So therefore, it's efsher. The Rosh says it's efsher and inyan acher. The reason why kedushin is not considered hachana because efsher mekayim mitzvah priyavu below kedushin. Oh, if there's an isser, it's efsher. No, what do I mean? It's efsher. You can do it as far as we're talking. As far as the Torah is concerned, the Torah says it's usher. So, as far as the Torah is concerned, it's efsher. Yeshikayach. There's a physical way you can do it, but you're not allowed to do it. Well, if you're not allowed to do it, then it's not efsher. So then, the only way I can get the mitzvah approval is by marrying her. So that is achana. See, it's not achana because there's another way, but that other way is not practical. You say it's not a mitzvah because you can go ahead and take and jump over the moon. I can't jump over the moon. What if physically it couldn't be done? That's not a taina. So you say halachically something that's not possible to be done, so it's not possible to do. So how can you say that it's not marriage is not a hachana because there's a way to do it be iser? It just sounds bizarre in Svara. And then the third question, and then I'll try and just answer the questions, that the Hagosa Shri here goes ahead and is apparently bothered by the Rosh's same kasha, and he gives two different answers. He says, the reason why you don't make a bracha for pruvu at the time of the kedushin, because it's not the gemar mitzvah. We apparently some rule that when we, if there's a long mitzvah, so you wait till the end, you don't make it at the beginning. So here, you're starting with the kedushin. Ein achinami, kedushin might be the achana, but then you have to do more achanas. You have to do nisuin, and then you have to do more achanas. You have to do bia. So the Hagos HaShri is saying, we do not make the bracha at the beginning of the achana. Okay, maybe the Rosh disagrees in that you cite, I don't have the bekiyas. But then he brings a second svara, that he says, how can you make the bracha because achana for the mitzvah, if the only reason you're considering it a mitzvah because achana for the mitzvah pruvu, then it's only a mitzvah if eventually you get to pruvu. But there's no guarantee you're going to get to pruvu. Maybe a person won't have any children. Does happen sometimes. So how can you make a bracha at the chuppah for the Rosh's kasha? Doesn't make any sense. The Rosh's kasha is, why don't at the time of the chuppah you make a bracha for the asher k'nesham mitzvosav etzivano on the kedushin, not the chuppah, the kedushin, because they're doing the hachana for pruvu? Well, who said that this kedushin will bring about pruvu? It's not mokroch. The Rosh himself said before that we're worried about, we don't make the bracha before you give the ring. Some people say after you give it because we're afraid that the girl might not accept it and it'll be a bracha of atala. So you see this svara that which is a possibility, even if it's a far-fetched possibility that the person, the mitzvah, won't be mekuyim, you don't make the bracha. So how can the Rosh say what mean? How can the Rosh ask a kasha? The Hagos Ashri's answer is so pashut. The Hagos Ashri says, well, how can you want it? What's the Rosh's problem? You should make a bracha of the hachana of the mitzvah pruvu. Because when you get married, it's not vadai that's ever going to bring the pruvu. So it's a savi. You can't savi bracha sakur. You can't make a bracha. We do not know if this is hachana for pruvu yet. So what it seems to me is that apparently, starting with the last kasha, the Hagos Ashri says that he could answer the Rosh's kasha because it's a suffix, maybe you won't have children. So apparently the Rosh held, I believe, that even if you don't have children, you're mekayim a mitzvah by doing the achana. What's the svara? Because Hashem wants you to do the achana. It's like Hashem tells you, I want you to do pruvu. Now, how do you get to pruvu? You got to get married. So I call by, it's like Hashem tells me, get married. So when you go ahead and get married, you're listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a mitzvah shalot ishma ba'al ishma. It's a mitzvah to learn shalot ishma. Hashem wants you to learn ishma. So he's like telling you, since the only way to get to the ishma is by learning shalot ishma, so it's like Hashem told you to learn shalot ishma. So shalot ishma is also a mitzvah. So if the only way, if the way to get to having children is by getting married, so it's as Hashem tells you, I want you to get married. So when you do the achana for a mitzvah, it's not a suffek mitzvah. It's not contingent. The Hagos Ashri is assuming that it's only a mitzvah if it eventually brings to the end. And if you do all the achanas and all the mitzvahs, you know, you listen to Hashem, you live the life doing all the achanas, and then something out of your control, you never got to the end. So you didn't get the mitzvah. But as far as the ma'isa mitzvah, you didn't do. And you're not mekayim a mitzvah of a ma'isa, of a chana for a mitzvah. Because the chana for a mitzvah is only a mitzvah if you get to the end. But the Rosh apparently holds that argues in Hilchis mitzvah, when the mitzvah of doing a chana for a mitzvah, and says a chana for a mitzvah, even if you never got to an end, still a mitzvah. According to the Rosh, in other words, we'll say theoretically, if you build a sukkah, and then comes along, then the person, lo aleinu, dies before sukkahs, or there's a hurricane, and you can't go in the sukkah, all sukkahs. But you did the hachana, you still get scar for the hachana. Snapshot, that the hachana only has value if you got to the mitzvah. No, the hachana is a mitzvah by itself. So therefore, the Rosh doesn't agree with the Hagos Ashri's answer. The Hagos Ashri says, don't tell me you don't make a bracha. The Hagos Ashri said, you don't make a bracha on the Kedushin, because it's only hachana. And hachana is totally on the suffolk if you have reached the eventual goal. But lo yitzor, you don't have children, and you never reach the eventual goal. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. The Rosh says, I don't agree. Once you do the achana, you got a mitzvah. So therefore, the Rosh has a kasha. The Rosh has a kasha. So why don't you make a bracha on the kedushin? This is a achana. And for the Rosh, because it's efsher, we'll learn like the simple pshat, not like the korban chanan first. It's efsher beheter. You can marry a pelegish. Hi, what do you mean you can marry a pelegish? What's Johnny? But the Netziv says, but usually you won't find a pelegish. So Teretz is, now it's very good, because we're saying that the Rosh is saying that pshat in Achana is a mitzvah, is because when the Torah said, I want you to get married, I want you to have kids, it's like the Torah said, I want you to get married. So says the Rosh, when do I say that achana to a mitzvah is a mitzvah? And if the Torah says, have children, it's like the Torah said, get married. That's if it's impossible. If the only way it's possible to have children is by getting married, So it's by definition, when I told you to have children, inherently I'm telling you to get married. But if there's a way, even if it's extremely difficult, it's very, very hard, you have to work a million years to get there, but there's another way, so then you can say that when I told you to get married, to have children, I told you to get married. It's not true. So the Rosh is saying, the Rosh is in a shitasel, since the Rosh understands pshat and achana for a mitzvah, is that the achana is not because of the end. The reason why achana for a mitzvah is a mitzvah is not because it brings about the end, but because right now you're doing what Hashem told you to do, because Hashem told you to do this. So it's only true that Hashem told me to do it if it's impossible to reach. Hashem only told me to do step two, told me to have children. So if it's impossible to have children without step one, so then by definition, by telling me step two, I'm telling you to do step one. So then it's a mitzvah. But if it's possible, even with great difficulty, a different way, then you can't say just because Hashem said do step two, do step one. Therefore, it's not included in the concept of achana. So basically, we almost answered all the questions, though, is that we're not saying that the Rosh doesn't agree with the regular din of achana of mitzvahs. Of course, the Hagos Hashri is a pashtus. The Hagos Hashri is saying that if you do something and that brings about a mitzvah, so you get schar for achana mitzvah. And he would say, even if there are two ways, let's say I have, in order to go ahead and perform the mitzvah, I could either, there are two things I could do. I have to do something to get to the mitzvah. I could either drive to the shul or walk to shul. I have a choice. So whichever one I do is I'm yaitzi the mitzvah of achana, providing you end up davening in shul. The Hagos Hashri is saying that there is a mitzvah of achana, which the mitzvah of achana is if it brings to the goal. So when you go ahead and there's a mitzvah of having children, now in order to have children, you have to get the woman to agree to have relations with you. Most women's time doesn't agree. So you have a choice. You can either marry her, or you can work very hard to find someone who agreed to be a pilegish for you. Whichever one you do, you are mekayim the mitzvah achana, providing you took it the next step and you got the approval, because you went ahead and did a step which brought you to the mitzvah. But that's how the Rosh would also answer the Gemara in Kedushin. Other than the Gemara in Kedushin says mitzvah bo yobir mishlucho, the Gemara in Kedushin is saying it's a mitzvah because we're assuming that eventually you're going to have children. Once you have children, then igloi milson mafreya is that all the achanas that you did is a mitzvah of achana, like the Hagos Hashri's mitzvah of achana. In other words, we're trying to say there are two shneidim nifradim. There are two different ways how you can fulfill the mitzvah of achana for a mitzvah. There's one way that, like the Hagos Hashri, that you do something which helps you get to the result, and it's only a mitzvah once you get to the result, but tonight you get to the result. And then that's a mitzvah even if there was a dover, another way you could have done it. But the ma'isa, this was the way that I used to get to the result. So that's the fulfillment of hachana. That's what the Hagos Hashri holds. Hagos Hashri holds that's the only concept of hachana mitzvah. The Rosh is adding an additional concept that besides the regular concept of achana and mitzvahs that we always know, like the Hagos Hashri, that if you do something which helps you to bring to a mitzvah, and eventually you get there, that's called the schar of achana. There's another concept of achana that even if you never got to the result, if Hashem told you to do a mitzvah and it's impossible to get the mitzvah without doing something else, so it's as if the Torah told you beferish to do that other thing, and therefore the achana is also a mitzvah, even if you never get to the result. So mimeda is very simple. So when you come to the Gemara in Kedushin, So of course the Rosh would say over there, yeah, it's your Mekayim, the Rosh would say, you're Mekayim a mitzvah of Hachana, because it's a Hachana. If Lu Yitzor, you didn't have the Netziv, if Lu Yitzor, the women would be ready to be Mizanistam, then the Kedusha is not even a Hachana, because it's a wasted effort. You don't need to do it at all. It didn't make it, it wasn't necessary to make it any easier to have Pruvu. You could have just gone ahead and find someone to be Mizanah with you. But since B'derech HaTeva, women don't want to be Mizanah, so therefore it's difficult to fulfill the mitzvah Pruvu without doing something. So you have to do something. You have to work hard to get around this problem that the women don't want to be mizan. So you either have to marry her or convince her to be mizan with you. Therefore, whatever you do, you fulfill the mitzvah of achana, providing that you're going to have children. But for that, you don't make a bracha, because like the Hagos of Shri Tainan, we're making a bracha at the time of the Kedusha. At the time of the Kedusha, we don't know you're going to have children. So therefore, the Rosh was never working with the din hachana of that Hagos HaShri, because that obviously doesn't apply at the time of the Kedusha, because the Rosh knows that Hagos HaShri's answer. Then no one would ever tell you make a bracha at the time of the Kedusha because of the hachana that you're bringing about, because who said you're going to bring it about? Mi amar, you're going to have kids. The Rosh's whole kasha was that since it's impossible to get pruvu without getting married, so then when the Torah tells you to go ahead and do pruvu, it's like the Torah tells you to get married. So that's a mitzvah, even if it doesn't bring about pruvu. So that was the Rosh's kasha. That's the Rosh. Saying, what do you mean? It's not impossible. There's another solution. Efshar b'pilegesh. Now we can understand the Korban Asano, that the Korban Asano says a chish, even if it's Efshar b'Isser, but fourth, it is Efshar. Sometimes a person does do an Isser, so you can't say, it's like the Torah said at Sivoy, I'm being mitzavi, it's not inherent in the words of the Torah. When the Torah said, have pruvu, it's not inherent that the Torah is telling you at Sivoy to get married, because theoretically, you could go ahead and fulfill that Sivoy by doing the Isser, by doing marrying a Pelegish by Isser, and then you would fulfill it. Obviously, it's not what Hashem wants, but it's still, since that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah, so it's not in the Tzivoy. When the Torah, the words of the Tzivoy, Hashem said, have kids, doesn't mean get married. Because the theoretic, the Torah says, you're yaitzin a mitzvah pruvu, even from a Pelegish. The Beis Shmuel disagrees with that. That's really not so pashit. Beis Shmuel says, no, if it's the Isser, so then it's not considered an option. So it is considered if the Torah tells you. So that's a side machlokes between the Beis Shmuel and the Korban Asano. But what basically comes out is that what we're saying is in conclusion that in the din of Hechsher Mitzvah, according to the Rosh, there are two ways of being mekayim the mitzvah of Hechsher Mitzvah. There's one, if you do something which helps you to get to the final result of the mitzvah. As long as it helps you, even if there's another way you could have gotten there, but as long as you needed a help, there was a problem, and this helps solve the problem, even if there are other solutions, but you opt for this solution, if that's a din of Hechsher Mitzvah, b'tznai, that you actually get to the final result. And then there's a second din of Hechsher Mitzvah, that even if you don't get to the result, if there's no other way except for to get to the mitzvah without doing the first step, so then the first step takes on chashivas, even if you never get there, because by definition, when the Torah tells you to do the second step, it's tantamount as if the Torah tells you to do the first step. Hagos HaShri does not hold of that din of Hechsher Mitzvah, but that is a machlokes between the Rosh and the Hagos HaShri.